The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about Steps, one of the most successful pop groups of the 90s and early noughties. Over 25 million records sold, and they're in Dublin today. They're promoting their new musical, Here and Now, at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from the 23rd of September. And Henry McKean has sent us this 90s nostalgia report.
Hi, I'm Lee.
Hi, I'm Faye.
I'm H.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Claire.
How does
we,
it
are.
Steps, yeah.
We are Steps. Yeah. How does it feel to bring this musical Here and Now to Dublin?
It just feels amazing. We've always been well received in Ireland whenever we've come on tour, and we're hoping that obviously the musical is going to have the same reception. We know that you guys are always up for a good time, so hopefully, you know, you've got all the music of Steps, you've got the fun characters, you've got a very rollercoaster of emotional journey within the show. There is something for everybody, so we're just hoping that you guys are going to love it.
And better, best bargains. I mean, really, setting this in a supermarket, going for that kind of Mamma Mia feel, but as you know, you've said before, away from the glamour of Greece and in the, I suppose, gritty supermarket. I mean, tell us about how it all came about.
Well, I think it's, as you said, it's set in a supermarket. So it creatively, it lent itself to having just real life characters and real life stories. So it's really the perfect setting, we felt.
It is probably the most ungritty supermarket that you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's not very gritty.
Glamour.
It's pink, it's blue, yeah. There's sequins, it's glitter. Yeah, it's very bright.
I want to bring you back way back to 1997, the year.
Well,
so you know when you started out, and the fact that, you know, obviously some of you were involved in different bands beforehand and different pop groups and stuff like that, and karaoke. Tell us a little bit about that time and coming together and your memories of 1997.
I think, God, it does seem like such a long time ago now, doesn't it? But it was, obviously we were put together. H and Lisa were actually in another incarnation of Steps before. There were three other members before myself, Faye and Lee joined.
It didn't work.
As soon as we joined, it did. It was just a very exciting time. It was a really exciting time for pop music, actually. I think it was really the heyday of pop. Mm-hmm. And we were lucky to be involved in it back then. You know, the Spice Girls were flying, and there was Boyzone and Take That, and E17 had kind of already been and gone. And there was a bit of that Britpop thing, but pop really was coming out on top at that time. So it was it was perfect timing for us and a very exciting time. So, yeah.
And you're right, it was Britpop and stuff like that. I was chatting to a friend this morning and he was all about Oasis because they were here recently, and now you're here. And it turns out he is a big Steps fan, and he used to follow you all those years ago. The fact that you've sold something like 22 million records.
25.
Thank you so much for correcting me.
It'll be about 40 by the end of the day.
by the end of this chat. You know, do you think you have a lot of, you could say, quiet or secret fans out there?
I think we used to. Mm. I feel like they've all come out of the closet now.
Yeah. Loud and proud.
And I feel like everybody is happy to admit that we were part of their childhood and nostalgia. But back in the day, I think there were so many people that did come to concerts that wouldn't shout about it.
Like, and now secret Steps albums.
It feels like the opposite. I feel like even like towards our music, you know, we have people like Sia who are giving us tracks for our music because they were fans back in the day. And it's a real turnaround for us. It's quite an amazing place to be in now.
Hi, my name is Robbie Kane and I'm a reporter with Dublin Live, and I remember the 90s vividly. It's the club scene back in the 90s was my kind of love. You had the Pod, you had Lilies, you had Shaft, you had System. I mean, the club scene back in the 90s was way ahead of its time compared to the way it is now.
So you remember the nightclubs. You were big into the nightclubs in the 90s. You were a bit of a clubber.
Absolutely. The Pod opened in 93. I start going there in September 93, owned by John Reynolds, of course. And without fail, you'd have to go there every weekend. And of course, the style was different. We wore choke chains, long white shirts, like Take That and the Prey kind of video. That's the kind of, you know, resemblance we were trying to be. But the music was different back then, all piano house music. But the 90s club music was just fantastic. That's where I met Faye from Steps after one of her gigs.
you met her in the 90s.
She came into Pod. A friend of mine, Sinead Noble, was a dancer at the time with Steps, and the Chocolate Bar, which is part of the Pod kind of complex, they came in and she was standing beside her, so she gave me a big hug and a kiss, and I was like, you know, I was blown away by how beautiful she looked actually at the time, and she still looks the same today.
We were a very conservative country, and the rules and regulations were fairly strict, I suppose, you know. And again, we didn't have all the finance to do as we do now today. We can do anything today.
So you think we were much poorer then?
Well, I was anyway, yes. I had to watch my pennies and pounds, yeah.
Busy with family life. No places to go, really. Very, very tight.
Gayburn!
So you loved the Late Late Show.
He was our saint, yes.
You loved Gayburn.
The Late Late Show was something else. It was special.
Top of the Pops.
H, everyone gets to ask you this, and everyone asks you.
Oh, wait.
This, yes, you know what? You know what I'm going to ask. You know, you
yes,
know
what
I'm
going
to ask. So,
a multitude of things, quite frankly.
So the meme that keeps being sent to me of the basically H on the side of the street, the
oh my God, is that still
that's still
oh
going.
God. Oh, is that the gravestone?
Yes.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Well, do you know what? I used it as my profile picture for a while. Yeah, because everybody kept sending me. I was like, right, how do I quash this? So that's what I did.
It makes you feel a deeper shade of blue.
Or sorrow. Or tragedy is probably a better one.
Yeah. And that isn't your gravestone. That's for the fire brigade, isn't it? So
it's
fine water, isn't it?
I have no idea, but thank you.
Without being too morbid, you won't have a gravestone like that, will you?
I've never really thought about it, but
that's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, where are we going with this? Yeah, best bargains, yeah, come on.
Well, yeah, but I'm
that took a nosedive, that then.
Jesus Christ. So, final question. We'll talk about the musical, but I also have to talk about Eurovision. Ireland is going through a bit of a change in Eurovision. Your name keeps coming up. Will Steps represent Ireland in Eurovision 2026
yes.
in Vienna?
You know, yes and yes.
Why haven't you done Eurovision
no,
yet?
Thank you, because not all of us want to.
Yeah, okay. See, we're a democracy.
Yeah. See, you're working on it, getting everyone
we'll
on board.
Do, we'll do the halftime show. How about that?
That would be much more.
I am a Eurovision boy. I love Eurovision, and there are some cracking songs to come out of Eurovision.
I'm a fan of the show, but I don't want to perform on it.
Yeah, we'll do the halftime show, like Lee said.
You're going to do the halftime show, and you know, why should people come to this musical? Why should they come and, you know, sit and sing along?
I think even if you're a Steps fan or you know, a new fan, I think it's got something for everyone, all ages. It's, you know, we just want everyone to have a wonderful night out, and it's inclusive. So just come along and enjoy here and now.
Have a laugh. Yeah,
have a cry.
Yeah. Come and see lots of glittery, shiny things. Have a lovely time.
Bubblegum pink.
Yeah. And nostalgia.
And a 7.5 minute Steps medley at the end.
What more could you want?
You'll leave dancing.
And that's the thing, it's nostalgia, getting back to the 90s. It wasn't the best decade.
It was.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, yeah, they've all just said it. Just leave your worries at the door, come in, have a great time, and just be who you truly want to be and have fun. And that's what Steps is all about.
Well, look, Steps, thank you so much for chatting to News Talk. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
And sorry about the tragedy.
No! How do you say thank you in Gaelic? Gurav ma good.
Gurav ma good.
Good attempt.
Gurav ma good.
Gurav ma good.
Gurav ma good.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.